Good morning and welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast on the 27th of August, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank, joined by Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller on the news today, including more on building the Indiana ag bioscience industry and an ag market analyst reviewing what Fed rate cuts might mean. This podcast brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture, ffbt.com, their website to learn more. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin here too. He says more hot and humid Indiana weather. And Monday, bean, corn, and wheat markets mixed, only beans higher. Analysis from Chuck Shelby coming up on the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey, this is Brian Schrader,
Carl Jorn,
and Ben Jacob.
And we're the hosts of the Indiana Pioneer Agronomy Podcast. Each episode, we cover up-to-date field and crop conditions for growers throughout the state of Indiana. Talk to guests about the latest pests, diseases, agronomic technologies, and much more. You can find new episodes weekly on your preferred podcast platform.
Bringing outsiders into the ag industry, and rate cuts may be on the way. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today.
Hi, I'm Blake. I graduated from Franklin College with a degree in computer science and data science.
And Blake knew that degree would be beneficial in today's computer and data-driven world, but what he didn't know is that it would drive him toward agriculture. Not until he made the connection with Agrinovis Indiana through their Field Atlas program that helps build awareness of the ag bioscience industry and connects college students with careers and on-farm experiences. Blake Talbert is his full name. He connected with Agrinovis during his sophomore year, and he's learned a lot since then about how he could contribute to the ag industry.
I think as a data scientist, I think more analysis needs to be done and more technology can be implemented with farming to improve efficiency, especially moving towards sustainability and things like that. I think technology and data science will play a huge role.
He says without this connection to Agrinovis and the Field Atlas platform, he likely never would have thought about the ag industry as a potential career opportunity.
It not only made the difference and made me consider it, I think that was huge, but it also gave me a step in where I'm currently interning at a farm consultancy. And if I didn't have that experience with Agrinovis, where I could say, hey, I'm a data scientist, I'm not from a traditional agriculture background, but I can do these projects in agriculture and I can understand the field, I think it both gave me confidence and it gave my employer confidence that I had that skill.
Help spread the word. Learn more about this Field Atlas program at the Agrinovis Indiana website. You can find a link at our website, HoosierAgToday.com.
Time is running out to earn more for your acres. The Soil and Water Outcomes Fund pays farmers to begin or expand on-farm conservation like reduced tillage and cover crops. Last year, they paid farmers an average of $33 per acre. They offer one-year contracts and 50% is paid prior to verification. Get paid to reduce erosion, improve your soil health, and more. Hurry to their website to request a payment estimate. TheOutcomesFund.com. That's the OutcomesFund.com.
Rate cuts from the Fed could be on the way. Jerome Powell, Federal Reserve Chairman, on Friday.
The time has come for policy to adjust. The direction of travel is clear, and the timing and pace of rate cuts will depend on incoming data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks.
CJ Miller reports how one ag economy expert believes that rate cuts may not be as sharp or happen as often as some may be expecting.
The market is pricing in expectations for a 25 basis point rate cut in the September meeting. And I do think that will happen, not necessarily in agreement with it.
And that's Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist with StoneX. He believes that any rate cuts that happen this month will likely be made to appease the market. He also says that a 50 basis point rate cut for this month, which is half a percentage point, is unrealistic.
Right now, I think the market would interpret that as, oh my, the economy must be in trouble if they did a 50 basis point rate cut. And frankly, the data doesn't support that. And the Fed continues to talk about being data dependent.
Suderman adds that the markets are pricing in larger rate cuts than that going forward.
The market's pricing in a full 100 basis point rate cut by the end of the year. So that would be a full percentage reduction in the benchmark interest rate by the December meeting and 200 basis points by next summer, by the July meeting. And I think that's just frankly ridiculous.
And after more than a year of holding interest rates at 5.3%, the highest level in more than two decades, officials with the Federal Reserve are likely to make their decision on cutting interest rates at their next meeting, September 17th and 18th. I'm CJ Miller.
More farm news anytime at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Every farming operation has a story with a past, present, and future. Farm Credit Mid-America wants to get to know your farm story because we're a lending cooperative owned by farmers. And that's why we offer a range of loans and services designed to help farmers grow and prosper. Because we know why no one knows a farmer like a farmer does. Learn more about Farm Credit Mid-America and some of our farmer stories at FCMA.com. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Hey farmers, do you want to see weeding tools before you buy them? Learn how to adjust cultivators and see what's new in weeding tools? Then make plans today to attend the Midwest Weed Control Field Day, September 11th at Purdue's Miggs Horticultural Research Farm in Lafayette, Indiana. Enjoy weeding tool demos of all scales, a morning trade show, and cultivation education for vegetables and row crops. Register online early to guarantee your spot and lunch. Search Midwest Mechanical at thelandconnection.org. That's thelandconnection.org.
More hot and humid weather on the way. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Yesterday was very warm, very humid. We did see a few pop-up thunderstorms, but the bulk of the activity seemed to want to be a little bit farther to our north. I think we have better chances today and tomorrow to see some pop-up thunderstorm action late afternoon, evening, moving over the Hoosier State. But we have plenty of heat and humidity as well. Excessive heat watches and warnings will continue to hang with us here through midweek. Now, we do see a frontal boundary that wants to come through late in the week. I still think most of our thunderstorm activity for Thursday afternoon and evening will be heat-based. Friday afternoon and evening is the actual frontal boundary that tries to sneak through. The best way to put this together is to look at this week from now through Friday night as a complete whole. I think we'll end up with about 80 to 90% coverage with rain totals for the next 4 days at a quarter to 1.5 inches. However, on a daily basis, I don't think we're looking at any better than 60% coverage. That includes the heat-based thunderstorms later this afternoon into this evening, tomorrow afternoon, evening, Thursday afternoon, evening. That's what we're dealing with. But combined, I think 80 to 90% of us can see moisture by the time this front climbs through the area late Friday. Now, we completely switch the pattern then from the Labor Day weekend right on through most of next week. Friday overnight, we do see that front pushing off to the east and south. Our humidity values drop. Temperatures pull back a little bit. Now, I'm not concerned about super cool temperatures for the Labor Day holiday like I was last week. That ship has sailed, but I do think temperatures pull back to near normal and humidity values will be quite comfortable. So we're looking for the Saturday, Sunday, Monday time frame to be very nice. Good time to be out and about. And then we continue to stay dry and comfortable on humidity through midweek next week. Humidity levels may try and creep up next Wednesday night into Thursday, but we're still not looking at any precipitation through next Thursday. So what we're saying is every bit of moisture that you pick up this week not only has to take care of the dryness that has set in recently, but it's going to have to carry us through all of next week as well. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Attention, Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig. Down in the grains, beans pop a little. This is Hoosier Ag Today. It's the Monday Farm Market Review. I'm Ian DeEubank, and settlements coming up. We begin, though, with market analysis to find out what happened. I spoke with Chuck Shelby at Risk Management Commodities late in the session to get his thoughts. Chuck, the grain's lower to open up the new week, but we do have a bounce in soybeans, just a little stronger as the session wore on. It could be a number of things. What all do you think may have had an impact on soybean futures? Let's start with export inspections. Pretty good report there. Could that have been a contributor?
Yeah, you really don't know if there's some additional buying going on by China. The overnight lows were definitely probably a factor from the Pro Farmer Crop Tour last week, really raising the bean yield above USDA. But we did turn around and close strong today. Combination again of potential business and business that looks at also that this heat coming in and maybe scattered rainfall could knock that pro farmer yield back down a couple bushels from where they put it on Friday.
So they had a very good number that they released on Friday, but it's not all said and done. Some of the season still to come, and time and weather will tell.
Yeah, we've had a pretty good start to August with some rainfall, but as we progressed here to this point in the near the end of August, rainfall has been lacking in a lot of areas. And to reach that big potential on the soybeans, you need these late rains to give size to the soybeans. You know, there can be a lot of beans there, but if they're not very big in diameter, it really takes away from the yield. So, you know, a combination of things. Good to see that the market can rally here as we, you know, approach the end of August. So a good day. The question becomes, can we build on that tomorrow?
Well, if we have another day like soy meal, soy oil, and crude oil all higher, do those help the cause?
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice to see the products really participate in the rally. So, you know, it shows that there's probably demand there. And it would be, you know, really nice to see in the morning, tomorrow morning, to see some of those exports show up. And that would be really a telling tale. And we need to keep those going as we get into harvest here. And that's really the problem the bean market and the corn market have struggled with. How much demand is out there to suck up this big crop, and what price do they really think is a bargain price to come in and buy?
And on the flip side, as you mentioned, corn and wheat as well on Monday lower, those markets lower all day long. So as a matter of fact, we're continuing the trend of hitting new contract lows, so not a pretty picture at the moment.
I think corn's problem is Friday's the first notice day for September corn. There's still farmers who have corn at the elevators that are going to be forced to make a decision come Friday as far as are they going to, you know, roll that forward or just cash it in. So I think the weakness in the corn is attributable to what's going on. I think one thing we'll watch here at Risk Management would be how far down does the September corn go off the board? And historically, when you look at that, if it's lower than the D's, as we get into harvest, we may see the D's futures move down to wherever September goes off the board.
One other note, Chuck, the dollar index up just a little here on Monday to open the week, but we've seen a lot of degradation there. What's the impact?
That's a huge impact and one of the positive signs, I think, we can look as we go forward, because when we were up around 105, 106, and now we're down around 100, I think that's a big factor as far as exports go. And if we can see that dollar decline as we go into harvest and into winter, that would be a factor too that could be very positive to help our export business, especially at these cheap prices for corn and soybeans.
Market analysis from Chuck Shelby with Risk Management Commodities. Chuck's number is 866-837-9027. On the Hoosier Ag Today Monday market review, September corn ends the day down a nickel and three quarters at 362. D's 386 and a half, 4.5 cents lower. September beans up 7.75. The Novi also up 7.75. September ends at 9.59 3/4 and November 9.80 3/4. September wheat 4.98 down 4.25. Meats mixed. October live cattle 176.97 up $1.27. October lean hogs 15 cents down 80.40. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Monday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.